JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm telling you, you guys are all going to jail. You are all f***ing out of line.
Rip Torn.
You've been arrested for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence.
I was hit by a taxi.
I need you to listen to me, okay?
What?
I need you to listen to me right now.
Was I hit by a taxi?
I don't know, sir. I wasn't out there.
No, I was hit by a taxi.
You refused to submit to a taxi.
I won't say anything until you take this stuff.
What portion thereof?
I will not say anything until you take this.
Have you introduced as evidence against
you? I will not say anything until you take this stuff.
At any trial?
I have witnesses to what I drank. One and a half drink. Okay? Go to hell, you guys. Take these cuffs off.
I act like a gentleman after you ask for a coffee or nothing. Out!
Relax.
Get out!
Relax.
Send you all to jail. I have not had a chance in all these hours to call my lawyer.
This is what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city.
Uh-huh.
That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Dr. Weisel, no one has a deeper respect for psychiatry than I do. I know that when we get to Larry, we're both on the same side, but
I think there's certain guidelines we should observe.
Oh, before you go any further, let me tell you that I can't discuss Larry's case.
Oh, what horse. The doctors are all the same.
Soon you'll have Larry recovering a false memory of an uncle who tried to touch his pet.
Right, like Tom Osborne.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Here we are. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I was just going to tell you that... If you listen to the full version of that dog tape on nationalenquirer.com.
All we got was just that the snippet we had.
The little blurb.
The minute that we had.
If you check it out, it's on nationalenquirer.com. It has a lot to do more with that girl. She's a train wreck, and she was already leaking stuff about the family to the press, and that's kind of why he wanted her out of their lives.
But hold on a second. What about the part about the N-bomb, which is what everybody really cares about?
That's a big deal. But I'm just saying, I think he was more upset about the crap she's already pulling, and you know. But I agree, that was stupid for him to say.
Are you a fan of dogs?
I watched the show, but I mean,
there's nothing wrong with being a fan of the guy. I mean, I know a lot of people that watch.
We're
the
not
show.
Casting aspersions.
But right there in the little snippet we have, and granted, you can hear certain segments of the tape where it's but that doesn't count as out of context because it is one section of the tape. There's dog now.
You know, something tells me you don't know what show you could go behind the scenes on. I would imagine that word maybe has been said one or two times on OCC.
I was thinking that. I was thinking that the entire time I was watching. I really was.
And could you picture Paul Sr.
That
on
is
the phone?
That is as lily white an environment as you will get.
Hey, listen, Paulie Jr.
Right.
I don't care who you're dating. It's a word we use at OCC.
You know, I'd love to hear the whole tape. I would like to hear that. But in that tape, it's like, you break up with her because we use that word.
But even if there's the other part, that
doesn't matter.
One part, yeah, right. That guy's screwed. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Who the hell is this?
Soundboard guy. It's the Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
How you doing?
Who are you, sir?
I'll give you
R.P. McMurphy from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in a terrible
Nicholson.
Quality.
All right, one more shot.
I'd appreciate if he would dress me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
All right, now
you... that's just a hodgepodge.
It's fine,
of
it's,
Jack Nicholson
it's all
roles.
Nicholson. Right, okay.
Absolutely.
How you doing, Jack?
No.
Are you going to be in that cancer movie?
No.
Yes, you are.
What's new, Jack?
Can I ask you a personal question?
New Jack City. Sure, go ahead.
What do they teach you to talk like this?
And we go to As Good As It Gets. Very good.
All right, very nice.
Are you going to talk to me or not?
Yeah, we're talking to you, for God's sakes.
Talking to you right now, Jack. We're just hearing all the movies you've done.
Did you have sex with her?
Yes, we did.
Lady Elaine.
Oh.
What's that guy? No, you fooled us.
That's right.
Boy, I tell you, I do have to say one thing to you. I am hungry.
I come from hell. My grandmother's got more attitude than you.
I don't think you heard Mike. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. We are both hungry.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
There it is. His signature.
Hello. Duh. Don and Mike show. Like I said, I hate retards. Hello. Hey.
Hey, just listening to the show, I actually wanted to call in about that whole dog tape thing. I don't condone what he said, but what I don't condone as well is this holier-than-thou attitude that a lot of us have. Because behind closed doors, when you're talking to your friends or family, you may, in the heat of anger, say something that you regret, or say something that you might not say in public, or say when the cameras are rolling on.
Sure, but wouldn't you have to say that this guy was not acting like a guy who maybe once in a while, as we all do, maybe slip? Sounds like it's a pretty regular part of his repertoire.
Oh, I agree with that. I don't necessarily condone it, but I think that
I do condone it.
No, the holier-than-thou attitude, and you know, what it is really, I'm hearing a guy saying, break up with that girl because we want the freedom to use that word in the office, you know, and that just that's the part that I think that bothers me about the whole thing. And you know, everybody makes mistakes, but certain mistakes I think are more apt to be forgiven by the American public than others. And this one, just on the face value, what I'm hearing sounds like it might be a little tough to spin out of this one.
I mean, if I'm Imus, first, thank God I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I was Imus, I'd be pulling hair out of my nose and my ears and my balls. And I'd have my big, stupid cowboy hat, and I'd be going, why did I get fired?
Well, what's the deal with that?
Well, I never said it.
But I think that Dog the Bounty Hunter and Don Imus just as craggy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Craggy men.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's a power Hello?
Emergency. Hello, you're on the air. What's happening?
Not much. I just drove from Lincoln, Nebraska to Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, sir.
You guys are on in Omaha.
Oh, my God. You mean the show could actually be heard in the city of Omaha?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're covering most of the state. Thank God for us.
You know what that is? As I said before, it's a lifelong dream come true.
I'm just so happy that I can make people happy just by my presence.
I can get hit by that bus today as soon as I step off the corner, and I'm a happy man, because even though I have a tire mark on my forehead, my obituary will say they just cleared Omaha, Nebraska.
And I'm going to go on a limb here, and, you know, just I don't know the area that well, but I'm going to take a gamble. Let's say a big hello to all the farmers. Thank you.
Especially those in the Dell.
Farmer in the Dell.
Hello, Don and Mike show, and, of course, Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer Brown. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
And that old guy, what's his name? Oh, God, it escapes me. McDonald.
He had a farm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was thinking a way that Tom Gavin could actually participate in Thanksgiving is if you dressed him up like a turkey, because then he could be tarred and feathered.
Bye!
I'm going to try not to laugh at tarred.
That was not good. Funny.
That was funny.
I like that.
That was not funny. Was Don't hard. You stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Funny.
That wasn't bad.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
You know, I'm with Dog's spiritual advisor here. I'm completely shocked that Dog, convicted felon who spent time in jail for murder and broke international laws would say such things.
Is he a convicted felon?
Don't know.
Oh, he's gone. Like the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
How are you? I just want to say my girlfriend sucks.
O-T-O-T-W. Yeah.
Also, I wanted to ask Mike.
Hello, O-T-O-T-W.
How are you doing?
On top of the world.
Top of the world,
hey,
Dave.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, would you have supported the Indians? I know you wouldn't have supported the Yankees, but would you have supported the Indians if they had gone ahead into the World Series?
I have to be honest. Let me be very, very honest with you.
Please.
I am a one-team person. I would have been I would have been a casual observer.
You probably
I wouldn't have given, you know, I didn't have anything really. I probably would, I really wouldn't have cared either way that much. That's the difference.
If it was on past midnight, you probably wouldn't stay up.
Exactly.
Right?
And you know, there would be, if I got, you know, so somebody's asked me out to dinner or something like that, there's something going on, probably wouldn't have watched all the World Series games.
Hello, Don, on my show.
I'm a bad fan.
No, you're a Boston Red Sox fan. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, have you guys watched that stupid-ass program Phenomenon on NBC?
No, is that the Uri Geller thing?
Yeah. It's fake. They say it's real, but it's fake.
Thanks
what?
Thanks for the bulletin.
Incredible! Yeah, there's anybody that's a student of this show, remember when we pissed off Uri Geller double time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He got mad at us.
Said, bend it, boy.
All we wanted him to do was bend a spoon. That's all. He wanted to promote something, had a whole agenda coming in here. And we were like, bend that spoon.
Here's a spoon. Bend it right now.
Come on. And before we let you talk, you got to bend the spoon.
And he couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Right.
But didn't we later speak to him like from London or something and make up with him?
I believe we did.
Long distance?
Yeah, I think we did.
I mean, we forgave him for not bending a spoon in our presence.
Yeah. If we ever get Chris Angel on the show, we'll treat him much better.
You talked to him again when he was supporting Michael Jackson, I think, right?
I think the last time we spoke to him was
another great move.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we spoke to him, I think, is when he was trying to buy Elvis's house in Memphis.
He's in
the one on Audubon Drive.
I did watch the Chris Angel show. I forgot what it's called. It's some magic show that he's got where he electrocuted himself. I found that highly entertaining.
Cool.
But it's also one of the things that falls into the category. It could have been total BS. You know, where they've got the electric going, and he's in this suit, and then he falls down. You see the electrical charge go through his body, and they take him to the emergency room.
This is why it doesn't work, because it's not like NASCAR. When you watch magic or illusionists, let's face it, you watch NASCAR because, you know, no one wants to say this.
Right.
Everybody, not that you want to be there, but when the next Dale Sr. happens,
right,
you want to be there. And that's why you watch those guys drive at 200 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of the reason. When you're watching magicians, when they're doing something that seems to be life-threatening, if one time one of these magicians actually killed themselves, I'm telling you, then people would
get a little more credibility. And these shows, and I wish I knew the name of the Chris Angel show. I forgot what it's
called. Mind Freak
with Chris Angel.
Don't you think, my long-winded point here is that you watch NASCAR because, well, you like racing. Blah,
well,
blah.
No, it's the element of reality and that somebody, if they go into a wall, something horrible could happen.
They might really die when you're watching.
They're legitimately, you know what it is? They're legitimately risking their lives.
And when you're watching these guys, right, these magicians.
David Blaine, Chris Angel. And on Mind Freak, here's the deal. This is where it waters it down for me. You've got the advance of the guy coming up. We've told him we don't want him to do this. We really don't.
No.
You know, as they're sitting there, like his brother and his father, you know, all the people that are making money off the guy's bit. And then, he sits there and he gets electrocuted. And you know nothing's going to happen.
Right. What if you got him to drive NASCAR against, like, David Copperfield and Doug Henry?
Now I'm watching.
See, then I'm watching.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know what I think about the dog? I think the dog uses it.
The dog.
Mostly as, like, let's go get that ant. This ant is trying to take our money. Let's get him. Let's do it. Get that ant right now. Let's get him.
All right. Thank you, son. A demonstration. A reenactment, if you will.
Has dog ever used that word in his reality show?
I'm noticing Don made a terrible, I think, unfair comment about the viewers of dog's show earlier. And I think these people that have called that are understanding the dog and kind of trying to explain the dog's behavior are demonstrating, that they're highly evolved individuals.
Be a love and see if you can guess what song I'm guessing that used to be in that machine that I bet the dog the Bonnie Hunter fans would love.
I know what it is.
It still is the most requested song of the day.
Do you think Dog is perhaps rubbed shoulders with some of these musical artists?
I think
there's a chance?
Mike, as you know, every single day, high school kids.
Incredible!
From around America log on to Don and Mike website and they vote for their most popular song of the day.
This song endorsed by Dog.
No, it's not Miley Cyrus this week. I'm sorry. It's not Hannah Montana.
Not Hannah Montana.
No.
Here's your most requested song of the week.
White power! White power!
Tonight on A&E.
Before it gets too late.
Tonight on A&E, we go to the Christmas party at Dog the Bounty Hunter's house.
I love it when you do the Jerry Todd version of that.
It's like, white power in America.
Do, do, do.
Before it gets too late.
Da, da, da.
White power.
The Goulet version.
It's nice to whistle, too.
Oh, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay, my friend, what's happening with you?
Hey, I was watching the Price is Right yesterday for the first time since Drew Carey's been in, and he said the W N-word. Did anybody catch that?
Oh, what not?
Yeah.
What not?
Yeah, it was great.
I bet Drew Carey is a liberal user of what not.
Britney Spears did not say whatnot in that clip on the Ryan Seacrest thing, but she does say you know an awful lot, doesn't she?
Yeah, especially when she's talking about her lawyers.
You know, we'll dive into that. And also, I'm glad we're talking about race today. At some point today, we're going to bring by a very angry black man as well.
Oh, very good. Looking forward to that.
But it's not this black man.
This is Robert the Mailman.
No.
I just want to make sure that was not the sound of radios being turned off across America. Another angry black man. Huh. But first, something totally different.
This is the Don and Mike Show.